when people ask me, how do you know when somebody is struggling and in trouble? The simplest answer I can give is there's a change. There's a change in behavior, in attitude, in how they look, how they carry themselves. You're going to see a change.
Thanks for joining us today on Listen Up L27. I'm Jen Pennington. I work closely with the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust. And today is episode 3, part 3 in our mental health series. We've asked our experts at Station 2 Clinic how to go about helping someone struggling with a mental health issue. What is it you're noticing about someone you suspect might be having difficulties? How is it you can help? What's a good approach? These were the things that we asked our experts, and they have some phenomenal advice to give. Listen to Dr. Beth Murphy, a clinical psychologist and former firefighter herself, who's been having a big part in the evolution of mental health change in the fire service over the years. Dr. Marcy Hamrick is a physician with the Station 2 Clinic in Belltown, and she's also here to chime in. Both these women are amazing to listen to. We could have gone on endlessly with them. They were so great. So all I can say is listen up, L27.
So when someone is struggling with a mental health issue, whether it's depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol issues, which often goes along with like one of those other ones, I can tell you that most people don't recognize it in themselves right away. It's usually other people that notice it. So it's going to be someone that they're close to. So, you know, a spouse or even a child or a close friend. So somebody's going to notice it. And it's going to come by way of a statement like, one thing that I had heard is one guy shared a story about how his daughter came up to him and said, "Daddy, why are you always so angry?" And that's like heartbreaking. Or it could be a spouse that says, "Well, you're drinking too much and you're angry, or you're not doing things around the house anymore, or you're not doing things with us anymore." Or coworkers even noticing a change. When people ask me, how do you know when somebody is struggling and in trouble? The simplest answer I can give is there's a change. There's a change in behavior, in attitude, in how they look, how they carry themselves. You're going to see a change. And that's the thing that you have to be willing to approach somebody and say, "Hey, I noticed you used to be like the first one here and out on the rigs. And I see you're not doing that anymore. Is there something going on?" It's recognizing that change and calling it out. That is probably the simplest, easiest thing that anybody could do. Because I could rattle off a whole bunch of like signs and symptoms, but the fact is that you may or may not recognize them. And as soon as you start telling somebody, "Well, I'm noticing you have this, this, and this symptom," people usually shut down. But if you start to notice that there's something different and you call it out, then they're going to be more receptive to that. I have to say the first obstacle, one, is recognizing that you need help and then reaching out. And the problem is that then you may not get help right away. So, you know, when you're at that point and you're needing help, what is that decision-making process that goes on? So like having a decision tree, like how urgent is it? What type of help do you need? And so I think the thing about the fire service is that there's actually multiple places to get help, but firefighters don't always trust some of those resources. And that varies from department to department. Most departments have peer support. And I would say, you know, talking to a peer, whether it's a formal peer support person or just somebody on your crew. I mean, the first thing starts with telling somebody, talking with somebody.
And I think together we're also trying to normalize the idea of talking to a mental health professional, mm-hmm. even if it's just a time or two every so often, or doing therapy for very goal-directed mm-hmm. issues, And then you have someone that you've talked to and maybe have had a good experience with that you trust and can then call upon when life hands you another deck of cards that's difficult.
Ultimately, you're going to need to work the problem, whatever the problem is. And sometimes you can find resources that will help you work through that problem on your own. I'm a big proponent of empowering my clients. So I will help them, but I also want them to be able to help themselves. And so sometimes people can. There's like all sorts of statistics out there about people developing like PTSD, for instance. And it often resolves on its own. So it's like you don't always need to seek out professional help, but sometimes you really do. You know, so it's like going to be up to the individual. So first is talking about it. Talk with someone. And then it may be like a peer support person. It may be a chaplain. So most departments have a chaplaincy program. It may be going to the employee assistance program. And that's another one that people are like, I don't know. I don't really know if they help me or what they do. And they can be a good resource, but they're a referral source. So when you reach out to your EAP for mental health, you are basically going and asking for a referral. They may have mental health professionals that can help with short-term solution-focused problems or solutions, and that would be it. Like if you have this very specific issue, they might be able to help you with that. Most of the time, they're going to refer you out to someone else.
Yeah, I'll add too that when and some issue is identified, someone is struggling or having a lot of stress in their lives, when they come in for their medical evaluations, I'll often ask them what support they may have and who they feel comfortable talking to. And I do have a list over the years of taking care of firefighters. I have a list of some mental health professionals that have worked with firefighters and other first responders before. So I do have a list of folks that I offer to people as sort of a first run of people to reach out to. As Beth said, not everyone has availability all the time, but Beth and I are working on vetting more community providers and asking if some of them might be willing to provide availability more readily so that when someone is in need and we're unable to meet that need, we have a resource to share, because I think the likelihood of for that person to connect, particularly when they're not feeling great, is best when they're given some resources, some specific information, someone to call, and someone that they know they don't have to explain their job to.
You can also call your insurance company and ask about who's paneled with this insurance company, and you know, psychologists or a mental health professional or a primary care doc or psychiatrist, or, you know, so it's like you can get names that way. And when people do that, I tell them, we'll Google them and see if you can find descriptions about them, and then go with your gut. Like if you see somebody and you're like, okay, it looks like I can talk with them, then reach out to them. But reach out to a couple people. Because if you make one call to one person, there's a pretty high likelihood that you're not going to get a call back, or you're going to get a delayed call. And that's really unfortunate. Mental health professionals are really slammed. You can talk to your primary care doctor, too. You can talk to a friend who maybe is seeing somebody. And that's the hard part, is finding people like that. So as part of us creating that list is finding people that are willing to learn as well. In lieu of that, I will recommend that people at least find someone that is expert in the problem that they're experiencing. So if you can't find someone that knows firefighters, has worked with firefighters, and they can deal with the problem, sometimes you have to just find someone that can deal with the problem, whatever that is. But we're trying to remedy that too. If you're having some issues right now, and it doesn't have to be too severe, it could be minor, or it could be crisis, you can call Safe Call Now or Code 4 Northwest, And both of those are first responder specific crisis lines, and they will be able to help you. And if you're calling on behalf of someone, like you're worried about someone, you can also call them and they will help direct you. If there's an issue with getting through either one of those, then you can call the national hotline, which now has a 3-digit number, 988.
Thanks for listening. Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. Thanks to our recording engineer, Ted Grudowski. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.